following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Shake a booty, shake a booty, shake, shake, shake. Hello, friends. I know that drives them crazy when I do that.
It's fun to drive all those boys in here crazy. Because I'm crazy. That's okay. We're all crazy together. How are you guys doing this weekend? Hope you're doing great. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome to our silly little show. If you are stumbling upon our show for the first time, we welcome you. It is a place that is politics-free, banter-free, for the most part. Simply a joyous little spot on the dial. A shimmer, a joy shimmer. As for me, today, I am very enlivened because fall is here, officially, this weekend. Why are you looking at me like that, Jim? Oh, yeah. Okay, don't turn your microphone on. I don't care. He's giving me the evil eye because he knows I'm getting ready for the pumpkin patch polka to be unleashed for the rest of this month. And then we have all of October and all of November. Don't shoot that eyebrow up at me. He doesn't like the pumpkin patch polka. Okay. You said as long as I waited till this weekend, it was okay with you. Okay, I'll play it. You sure did say it.
As long as you wait until the weekend of the 21st for the pumpkin polka, you and I are going to be just fine.
See there, you said it. You said it. You heard it, didn't you? Turn your mic on. Turn your mic on. You heard it, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
So you can't go back on it and start criticizing
Yeah,
me.
I get it. I got it. Okay. I got it. I got it.
Okay. I am complying. The date is upon us.
The first day of fall, right?
September 22nd.
We've been talking about this for 15 years, Jolene.
Yepers. And you should know by now there is nothing you can do about it.
We covered it last week.
And yet you continue to bring it up. We decided to run it through the end of November.
We didn't.
Well, you weren't part of that we. We even decided to start playing it a little bit earlier next year.
When did we do that?
I think you were out of town.
Can we start the show now?
So embarrassing. Jim, Jim.
Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Are my headphones on? Is this thing working?
For an unnecessary, just because it's a polka does not mean it's worthy of the Lawrence Welk show.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it sounds like. Have you been watching reruns of the Lawrence Welk show? It's still on PBS. He might even have his own channel on Roku. I'm not sure. Seems like everybody.
My grandma used to watch that show a lot. She would sit in the most uncomfortable chair in the house, a wooden rocking chair, not even one with arms, like the big ones outside Cracker Barrel. Some of them have cushions in them. No, this was a very small, straight back rocker with no arms, and she would turn it sideways so she could keep her eye on what was going on, kind of like Captain Kirk on the bridge, and he could see everything. That's what Grandma used to do. The television was situated so that she would have to turn her head sideways to watch Lawrence Welk, hee-haw, and wrestling. And she wondered why she always had a sore neck. It's because that's how she would watch television. Anyway, John, I know it was you, just because it's a polka, not worthy of Lawrence Welk.
Okay, I won't do it again, but I wanted you to know where I stood on the subject. Oh, and your brother is on the phone. I'll put him through. He's on line one. And a two and a three. Thank you, boys.
Hey, is your other big brother?
Hey.
I heard the pumpkin song.
Ah, you did. What do you think? It's a great song.
I thought you had gotten rid of it.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you get a lot of complaints about that?
I've received zero complaints outside of this orbit, this family, our immediate people.
Because nobody likes it.
Well, like I said, only the people inside these walls on this property.
It does go away after Thanksgiving, right?
It's a seasonal song, yeah. Kind of like all the pumpkin-flavored everythings that are out for fall. Seasonal, pumpkin-scented. Uncle Ben's pumpkin instant rice. Pumpkin floor wax. I know you've seen all the pumpkin products around the studio. This show's only on the airwaves twice a week. It's not like we play it 100 times a day. Some people like to learn happy little songs they can sing with their kids or their grandkids on the way to school. Would you just be on my side for this, please?
We're not a bunch of 8-year-olds.
I know that, but I also know that grown people like happy little tunes. That's what releases those endorphins that we're always talking about. See, there they are again. They get released when we laugh and when we have those little shimmers of joy. The joy shimmers. So come on, give me one sound bite to use, would you? Would you do that for me? Can I tempt you with food?
Maybe.
I'll make you pancakes and bacon this week.
Well, I guess it is a happy little song.
There we go. The good big brother. I might even throw in a red beans and rice with Kaneka sausage this week, just for your happy cooperation.
Okay. Sounds good. Carry on.
I will. Love you.
Love you too.
You know, one thing I've noticed, some of the networks are gathering their Halloween-themed marathons, you know, where they run like 12 horror shows back to back to back. Some of these channels dig way to the bottom of the barrel, and they run every B-scary movie that was ever made. They got some new ones coming out, too. These days, they'll make a movie about anything.
Coming this fall to a theater near you.
We're here!
You're so ugly!
But we're so comfortable!
Gross!
It's like wearing Swiss cheese!
There's millions of them, and they want your feet.
Why isn't there any arch support?
Who cares? We're cute!
Crocs, the clogs that strike terror into fashion critics the world over.
I wouldn't be caught dead in a pair.
That works for us.
Take them off me.
Serious footwear or silly fad?
We go both ways, socks or no socks.
How low can a movie go? All the way down to your feet. Crocs, can you survive walking a mile in these shoes?
That reminds me, where are my Crocs? I have a pair of camo Crocs. I don't have the little decorations some people put on their Crocs. They're just Crocs. I love them. That is true about the lack of arch support. At least the ones I have. I do have to put a gel insert in there. But that's okay because I love them. Now that it is officially fall, let's check in with one of our favorites from the Intermutual Radio Network. This segment was done with the utmost respect for NPR.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Margaret Muldoon, and you're listening to Intermutual Radio. I'm most contented to have in the studio with me today a very intermittent yet very enjoyable guest, Derek from Adequate Interiors. Hello, Derek.
Thank you, Margaret.
What have you brought with you today, Derek?
Today I bring to you an array of very large squash.
So you're a gourd of the jungle of sorts.
That's very amusing, Margaret. These squashes range in warm and brilliant shades of orange, red, and yellow, gold, or, my personal favorite, flame-colored.
How can we adequately decorate our home with these squashes?
Well, Margaret, you begin by finding a simple bamboo-colored bamboo tray and arrange them haphazardly in the center, then place them on a random piece of furniture in your home.
Derek, why squash?
Because nothing says autumn quite like an unexpected pile of squash.
Thank you so much, Derek. This is Margaret Muldoon. Remember, we need your help to keep our great programming on the air. Now, stay tuned for Vintage Checkbook Covers on Intermutual Radio.
And now, an embarrassingly unprofessional but unfortunately quite typical moment from the Roxbury Players.
Because nothing says autumn quite like an unexpected pile. Because nothing says autumn quite like an unexpected pile of squash.
Woohoo!
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front? Not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
Yeah, that's going to happen. Thank you for tuning in, spending some time with us this weekend. And if you haven't already done so, please download the FM Talk 106.5 handy dandy app. That way, you don't ever have to miss one of our shows. This time of year, we get booted by Auburn football, and that gets us off our schedule sometimes. Follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on Facebook. Our podcast is always there. Or go to fmtalk1065.com. Our podcast is there, and also all your favorite shows on FM Talk. We'll be right there at your fingertips.
Roxbury!
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys so much for taking us along with you. No matter where you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are happy to be along for the ride. Right now, I am delving into some of the viewer mail. I still call it viewer mail, just to irritate Sean Sullivan. He would always correct me and say, it's listener mail. We have an email from a guy named Reggie. It's not our Reggie. This is another one. Reggie says, I always seem to miss it when Martha is on. That's our very own Martha Stewart. I need to hear her chili recipe again. Do we have that, Jim? Yeah, we do.
Hello, dear. I'm well, thank you. You were talking earlier about how the feeling of the first crisp air of fall inspires us to celebrate chili al fresco. A simmering pot of chili will warm up any occasion and is the quintessential recipe for both family meals and stress-free entertaining. Set out the chili alongside bowls full of colorful toppings and crisp tortilla chips. Let your guests help themselves. However, do remind your guests, this is flu season, and it is ever so important they keep their hands washed. No one appreciates germ-infested, chunky little huffs handling the food. This version takes just a half an hour to prepare. You will need 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 3 medium onions chopped, 6 garlic cloves chopped, coarse salt and ground pepper, 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste, 3 tablespoons chili powder, 2 tablespoons chopped canned chipotle chilies in adobo sauce.
I don't know what that is.
Look it up. 1 half teaspoon ground cinnamon, 3 pounds ground beef chopped, 3 cans diced tomato, 1 bottle mild lager beer.
Will malt liquor work?
Disgusting.
Mm.
Two cans kidney beans, and is always the option for shredded cheddar cheese. In a Dutch oven or heavy pot, heat oil over medium high. Add onions and garlic, season with salt and pepper, and cook stirring occasionally until softened 3 to 5 minutes. Add tomato paste, chili powder, chipotles, and cinnamon. Cook stirring until mixture has begun to brown 2 to 3 minutes. Add beef and cook, breaking it up with a spoon until no longer pink, about 5 minutes. Add tomatoes with juice, beer, and beans. Bring to a boil and reduce to a rapid simmer. Cook over medium heat until chili has thickened slightly and beans are tender, about 5 minutes. Sprinkle with cheese if desire.
You know, I'm sorry, we have run out of time. No kidding.
No time for the cheesy hash brown bake.
No, sorry.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
No problem, dear. It's just that you leave plenty time for all of the idiots that call your show.
You mean the other? We'll talk with you next week. How about that?
And just remember that warm chili is a good thing, sort of.
What a domestical diva.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
Hey, Jolene. It's Coach.
Hey, Coach. How you doing? Last time I talked to you, you were kind of stressed. You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm in a great mood.
Wait a minute. Are you calling to give me your opinion on the Pumpkin Patch song?
No, I'm not calling to criticize you.
Oh, good.
I'm here to lift you up with words of encouragement and to offer my help with any heavy lifting you might have coming up in the next few weeks.
I appreciate that. I don't think I've got any heavy projects going on. You know about something heavy coming up?
Yeah. I know the pumpkins are being delivered soon.
Not necessarily. I haven't made the final decision on that.
I can help with that. Those things can get really heavy, and you don't need to mess up your rotator cuff again.
Well, I appreciate your concern.
You should know by now I'm one of the few people around here you can count on to come through when there's real work to be done.
Yeah, I do know that. But I'm not sure I'm doing the pumpkin stuff. That's a lot of pumpkins.
The pumpkin toss absolutely has to happen this year, Jolene. There's so much negativity going on in the world right now. We have to make sure we can provide an outlet for joy and fellowship. And pumpkins are a great way to do that, Jolene. They're very healing.
Well, you're not wrong about most of that, but I don't know about pumpkins being healing.
I think it's the color.
The pumpkin color.
I mean, who doesn't love pumpkins, Jolene?
You're right. Okay, let's do the pumpkins.
But no pumpkin spice, please.
Now, I would think you enjoy pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice is a trigger for me.
Really?
I can't stand that stuff.
Okay, no pumpkin spice around Coach. Okay, what else?
I think it's a fantastic idea for you to play the Pumpkin Patch Polka.
Aw, really? Do you want me to keep playing it?
All the way through November.
Wow, okay, so I've got you and my big brother Ron on my side. Jim hates it.
Don't listen to all the naysayers.
Okay.
And look.
Huh?
I'm sorry I've been away so much this summer, but unlike y'all, I've got other stuff going on.
Yeah, we've got other things going on too. So you were stressed out this summer?
My whole summer was one big lavender bath for me.
I do know that you say lavender helps you maintain a mental calmity.
My nerves are totally under control now.
It's because you got somebody looking after you.
Mrs. Coach has made sure I'm back on track and I'm ready to take on the holiday season with y'all. So let's get going.
I'm ready.
Jolene, I love y'all and I'll talk to you soon.
Aw, we love you and Mrs. Coach. We'll talk to you soon. One big lavender bath. He says lavender calms him down. He does sound like he's more on an even keel. Yeah, that other shoe's gonna drop. He'll be ready for it.
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part, the music. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't. All day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Soccer, they dance, or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Well, it ain't gonna last. I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons, all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
There have been many great improvements made in automobiles in the past few years, mostly due to the use of plastics. Now, the ultimate car is here, introducing the Tupper Car. Slip into the plastic seat and close the plastic door. Don't forget to burp it and make it airtight. Inside the Tupper Car, you and your passengers will stay fresh, even on the longest drives.
And we can take any amount of snacks with us, and they won't spoil. Say, honey, how about a little kiss?
Fresh?
Wow, even I'm fresher in my Tupper Car.
The Tupper Car's unique design allows you to stack several Tupper Cars in your garage where you could originally only park one automobile.
Let's see, should I drive my lime green, lemon yellow, or peach Tupper Car today?
And the Tupper Car is tough. Let's run this Tupper Car into a brick wall at 55 miles an hour. All right, open her up. Everybody okay in there?
Gosh, yes. And we've maintained our original color and crispness.
The Tupper Car. Sold only at Tupper Car parties. To be a Tupper Car dealer, just call 1-800-555-BURP. Tupper Car Automotive Excellence is finally all sealed up.
Roxbury.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Hope you guys are having a fantastic weekend. And if it is not fantastic, I hope it is okay, because it is okay to have an okay weekend. And if you're having a bad weekend, I hope we can help you out for at least an hour. Put a smile on your face a couple of times. Take your mind off your troubles for just a wee bit. That's what we're here for. We help your body release the endorphins. Yes, there they are. They are what you release when you laugh. Try it. Jim, tell a joke. Okay, so don't do that. No, don't tell. You can't say that on the air. Let's see. Joke. I don't got one. Ooh, here's one. Bob walked into a sports bar. He sat down next to a beautiful blonde and stared up at the TV behind the bar. The 10 p.m. news was coming on. The top story that night was about a man on the ledge of a large building preparing to jump. The beautiful blonde looked up at Bob and said,
"Do you think he's gonna jump?"
"Well, yeah, you know, I bet he'll jump."
"I don't think he's gonna jump. I don't think you know what you're talking about. I bet that he will not jump."
Bob placed a $20 bill on the bar.
"You're on!"
Just as the beautiful blonde plunked her money down on the bar, the guy on the ledge took a nosedive.
"I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen."
The beautiful blonde was very upset.
"I'm very upset."
But willingly handed her $20 to Bob.
"Here you go. You won fair and square."
"No, no, no, I can't take your money. I saw this earlier on the 5 p.m. news, so I knew he would jump."
"Yeah, I saw him jump on the 5 o'clock, too. But I didn't think he'd do it again."
"Whoa."
You know, fall is my favorite time of year, and I've always loved Halloween. I'm not the scary, spooky, scare the neighbor children and then watch horror movies all night kind of person. I am more the pumpkin patch, scarecrows and hay rides kind of gal. That way I get 2 months worth out of it. You know what I mean? If you're all Halloween, then it's over after October 31st. But all the pumpkins and gourds and cornucopias and scarecrows and all that kind of stuff, they don't have that use by October 31st freshness stamp. You got all of November too. Over the years, I have watched Christmas. The holiday season starts creeping in a little bit earlier every year. During the week, I was at one of the big box home improvement stores. A side note here, I was shopping there because my local spot did not carry what I needed. I always go to the local folks first. I believe in keeping my money at home. Anyway, so the big box store, they were taking out the Halloween decorations and the holiday decorations. They were putting up the Halloween decorations, and at the same time, they had all of the Christmas holiday decorations out, putting them up simultaneously. Really what they do is they have like the middle two shelves, they'll have the Halloween stuff and the inflatables. On the very top shelf, looming over them, kind of bouncing, you know, with the inflatables, how they bounce when they're not completely inflated. You got the Santas and the angels and the snowmen hovering over the witches and the goblins. Kind of crazy looking. Some people really start hitting the Christmas advertising hot and heavy in October. And some of them go a bit too far, I think.
"That's right. It's my favorite holiday of the year. I just go batty during this season. Go to any store, and what do you see?
What?
Decorations and treats everywhere.
It's
yes, it's finally time for Christmas! Invited to Big Bubba's pre-Halloween Christmas sale, where you'll find frightfully good bargains on everything you need to jump the gun on this marvelous season. Why, here comes Santa Claus. Where are you going, Santa?
I am going to Big Bubba's to get chestnuts and candy corn to put in the trick-or-treat bags the kids are going to hang on the fireplace.
Yes, you too can confuse the kiddies by jumping on the Christmas bandwagon in October.
Ho, ho, ho! On Dasher, on Donner, on Igor and Boris, and don't forget to get your jack-o'-lantern to put on top of your tree!
Big Bubba's pre-Halloween Christmas sale. Don't waste time. According to Madison Avenue, you're already late in starting your Christmas shopping.
At Big Bubba's, shopping for the season of peace on Earth is always a scream! Ho, ho, ho,
ho! Merry Christmas. Big Bubba's is the place for you. Scary masks, tinsel to say peace on Earth and then say boo at Big Bubba's.
The celebrity voices you are about to hear are not real, only tragic impersonations.
Roxbury. Jolene Roxbury. She makes me laugh.
If you're looking for something fun to do on a Friday night, either by yourself, with some friends, or somewhere you can take the whole family, I know somewhere you can go have a great time. It doesn't cost a lot, and I love it. You know what I'm talking about? High school football. Mm-hmm. And no matter where you are, I guarantee you there is a high school football game somewhere nearby. Possibly in your own backyard. Possibly less than 1 mile from your house.
And you know, even before the weather starts getting cool, which if you live down here on the Gulf Coast is usually around Thanksgiving. So depending on where you are, you might have to wait a while for the cool weather. But even if it's hot out, you know, it's just something about a concession stand hot dog. And in a lot of the schools, you know, they have a little area where the kids who aren't really interested in the game, you know, can go play on the playground, do something else. And they're still nearby where you can yank them back if you have to. And even if you don't have any kids, it's a wonderful way to support the young people in your community. And don't forget the marching band. They work really hard, too. I mean, what would a football game be without a band? All you'd hear for 2 hours is a bunch of helmets clicking together and a lot of grunting. Throw some brass in there, some drums. Mm-hmm. And right about now, the band members and the football players are all taking part in their fall fundraisers. So get out there and support these kids. And if you don't like football and you don't like music, buy something from them and tuck it away as a wonderful Christmas gift.
Hi, this is Rick Cleveland. Join me, Randy Bergen, and Mark Lassiter every Saturday morning at 8 for everything you want to know about your favorite Alabama high school football teams, as well as other news in high school sports.
Everything Alabama high school athletics. I personally tune in for the encouraging, uplifting personal segments.
Jolene.
Yepers.
We know that you don't do sports.
I can read about sports off a card, but I can't report it live with any clarity or sense.
But I do know that you do love a good tailgate party.
My favorite part is planning the menu.
So tell me, what are we eating this week?
You know I'm ordering a tailgate package from Neiman's Catering.
You're the best.
Welcome back to Belle's Sassy Tailgate. That's right, I'm back in the parking lot, moving forward with my drink and my snack.
Is that your stuffy way of saying you're getting your drink and your snack on?
It is. And hello again to the lovely and talented Alec Neiman.
I would say the very tolerant Alec Neiman.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, how y'all doing this weekend?
I see you have your Easy Bake Oven out on the tailgate this weekend.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, today I thought we'd do something pretty fun. You know, it's that time of year where I really enjoy something sweet. So I thought about Rocky Road brownies.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't want to make your own brownies from scratch, you can buy the one in a box at the grocery store. But I like making mine from scratch. You know where I got the idea from?
Where?
Earl gave me the idea. He was talking about some brownies that he used to make.
No, no, no. No more Earl brownies. Let's move along.
Well, I don't think I can make his kind of brownies, but this is the closest thing to it, all right? You're going to need a cup of butter that you melted. You're going to need 2 cups of sugar. You're going to need a 1/3 cup of cocoa. You're going to need 4 eggs. You're going to need 1.5 cups of flour. Just a dash of salt. You'll need 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1.5 cups of nuts.
Earl.
What? What? Just because you said nuts, you think I'm going to say something?
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly what
you can't help yourself, and we understand that.
I've lost my place.
Shh. And 2.5 cups of miniature marshmallows. Well, I got the jumbo kind, and I got some shaped like pumpkins. Yeah, I got a bunch of those left, actually. Nobody really liked them because they were weird looking. Okay, so anyway, I'll just cut these jumbo marshmallows into miniature pieces. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop it.
All right, now, here's what we're going to do. In a large bowl, you combine that butter, sugar, and cocoa. You mix it real well. You add the eggs. One at a time, beating well after each egg you add. Blend in a little flour and a little salt and a little vanilla and continue to stir. Now you want to stir in the nuts. Now your batter should be nice and thick. So now I'm going to pour that batter into a greased 9x13-inch pan. Or I can almost say you can spray it with some nonstick spray. But I actually like to put a little butter down on the bottom of my pan.
Oh, me too. Nothing better than that creamery, buttery taste.
I like to use a spray whenever possible.
Earl T.
Stop.
All right, well, now you're going to bake it for 25 minutes. You're going to remove it from the oven, cover with miniature marshmallows, return it to the oven for about 3, 4, 5 minutes, then pull them out, let it cool before you frost it. Hey, you didn't say anything about frosting, dude. Oh, I didn't buy a can of frosting. Oh, wait, yeah, we can make some.
Duh, it's a cooking show.
Frosting with snowman.
Somebody's drinking.
A very nice
hush.
Brownie top.
Okay, and frosting.
Boy, let's talk about making that frosting. You take a half a cup of butter. Of course, you want to melt it first in the microwave.
I got this.
Take a half a cup of cocoa. Take 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Some more salt, just a dash of salt. 2 to 2.5 cups of powdered sugar, white powdered sugar. 1/4 cup of half and half or evaporated milk, either way.
I've got a can of that.
No, that's condensed milk. It's 2 different things.
Oh.
All right, now in a medium bowl, you combine that melted butter and cocoa. You add the vanilla and the salt. Gradually, as you're stirring, add a small amount of powdered sugar. And then start working in a little half and half or the milk until the spreading is very consistent. Now, this technically is the frosting that you're going to put on top of those brownies.
How many will this make?
This recipe will make you about 2 dozen brownies. Now, that's good enough for 3 or 4 people.
You didn't say anything about sharing.
Rocky Road brownies.
Oh, man, these are great.
The marshmallows are the big secret. Hope you enjoy.
Alec, we'll see you next week, darling.
See everybody next week.
Call Neiman's Catering this week, 473-3900. Order one of their delicious tailgate packages for the family or that big bunch of your favorite people who are coming over to watch the game with you this week. Why spend all your time in the kitchen? Here's the perfect idea. Call Neiman's Catering in Mobile, 473-3900. Ask for Thomas Neiman. Thomas does this for me all the time. Call and ask for him. He will go over to the takeout freezer, and he will give you a list of what's in there. That way you can stop on your way home, pick up a couple of frozen entrees like shrimp Alfredo, or 2 of my favorite comfort foods, a shepherd's pie and green bean almondine. It's delicious. Give Thomas a call. Tell him I told you. He can do the rundown of what's in the freezer. He loves doing stuff like that. Right now, we're going to take a break. We will be right back.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Hey, Jolene, this is Brooks.
Hey, Brooks. Everybody, it's our trucker cousin, Brooks. Where you at, man?
Right now, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and hauling some dog feed.
Dog feed? Food?
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, what's the weather like?
Well, it's a little bit cloudy. It's about 75. The humidity is not bad up here at all. Not right now.
Cool. So what else is going on?
Well, Earl T. called me.
Earl T.
And asked me to haul a bunch of pumpkins down there.
I know. When did he say he wanted them?
He said he'd like to have them next week.
I mean, that's not even October yet, you know?
Well, you remember what happened last year when they got there too early and all them pumpkins just sat out there in the field and all that heat and everything?
Yeah, that was an orange bloodbath. The wildlife sure loved it, though. Well, I do appreciate you calling and letting me know what his intentions are as far as timeline.
Well, I just wanted you to have a heads up so you could put a stop to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to put a stop to it. That's just too early. But you're good with it otherwise?
I don't mind bringing them, you know, like the second week of October or something, but I'm not bringing them down there now.
I agree, and I also appreciate that you're essentially saying, because normally I'm the one who says no.
And if you really want my vote about this deal...
What are you talking about?
I really like the pumpkin polka.
Wow. Okay, so that's you, Coach, Big Brother Ron, and I think John Bell is actually coming around. A little song grows on you. Hey, thanks for calling.
Alrighty. Well, we'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, don't leave me hanging.
Well, let them truckers roll, 10-4.
Roxbury!
Hey, Janelle.
Hey, Reg, good to hear from you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You and Earl have been mighty quiet back there in the bunkhouse. It usually means y'all have something going on, but I'm trying not to be so suspicious. What's up?
Yeah, I need you to put a delivery on your calendar in the studio.
Okay. Bet this is fall stuff.
That's right.
Okay.
Brooks.
What about Brooks?
He finna bring me and Earl some pumpkins for your upcoming Halloween, pre-Thanksgiving, you know, fall Rocktober festival.
That's a lot to unpack. He's not coming until later in October.
No, it's cool. It's cool, Junette. Look, don't be worrying about the rotten pumpkins, all right?
We had rotten pumpkins. I'm glad you're actually acknowledging that. Yeah. I have been thinking about that.
I mean, we learned a lesson last year.
Well, I hope. I hope so.
I know you was mad about that.
I was.
But just think of all the little critters in the forest that got to enjoy that Roxbury farm, a charcuterie. Right.
You like that, huh?
Right. I think we did a real solid for a lot of hungry raccoons. Think about that. Anyway, we're going to have a refrigeration truck come this year, so everything going to stay cool.
It's probably not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
I might have some things to put in that refrigeration unit.
Yeah, and just so you know, I'm all good. You can play that pumpkin song whenever you want to play it.
You like the pumpkin patch polka.
Personally, I think it adds to the ambiance that come with the change of the season.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I wanted to start playing it a week ago. But I waited till the first weekend of fall so Jim wouldn't have a cow.
I mean, they already started playing football, so you can do all your pumpkin stuff. You know what I'm saying? It fits in.
It does. You're not just saying that you like the pumpkin patch polka just to butter me up for something.
Doing that.
Don't Jonell me.
Me and Earl got this guy coming. He going to do a house wrap, fall house wrap on the bunkhouse.
Here we go. A what?
A house wrap.
A house wrap.
Right. You know, like the guy up the end of the road, you know, we do them on the cars and everything.
I do know, but I don't want you to do that on the house. If you get them to do a vinyl wrap that you can easily take off, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's going to look good. Mm. Oh, yeah. We thought it'd be a nice blend, you know, when you got the corn maze going on.
I don't want you to cover with the what? What going on?
Corn maze.
Corn maze.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, look, I got it marked off where to leave the refrigeration thing. Just let them know, and don't forget to write that on your calendar, all right?
I will write it down. I do like that idea.
All right, Janelle. I'll see you later on, okay?
All right.
All right, later on. Hi, Jolene. It's Billy.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Billy. What's going on? You doing okay?
Hi. Fine. Fine. Uh-huh. Thank you. Hey, I want to thank you for taking Mother with you.
Uh-huh.
This past weekend to them estate sales
that
y'all went to. Thank you so much. She's always looking for something to do, and of course she loves you. And but I'm not sure what I'm going to do with all this vintage Tupperware.
She did buy a lot.
She got, but I'll find a space for it, I guess. I told Mother we'd have to clear out all that Avon cologne stuff. She's got a whole Avon cologne bottle collection.
Really?
We're going to have to clear that out and make space, you know, for the vintage Tupperware now, but you know, I thought maybe your husband might like to have the Avon cologne stuff. Ain't he building a man cottage pretty soon?
He is, but I don't think he would enjoy the Avon cologne. Is it perfume?
Oh, it's all men's cologne in them. Still smells good too. Let me look. I'll tell you what we got. Look here, we got a this looks like an old sea captain. Or a scarecrow. Maybe that's a scarecrow. And then we got a group of presidents. Let's see here. Here's Washington.
Okay.
There's Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And there's, I guess, Clinton.
I don't think Avon made a Bill Clinton cologne.
Or maybe, no, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the others, but there's a lot of them. They smell good, the ones that still got a little in them. And we got a horse.
Uh-huh.
We got a Yoda.
Yoda?
We got a Yoda. Uh-huh. I think it's a Yoda. Anyway, we got a tractor, a football. Oh, I could go on, but I'm sure you get the idea. Right, you get the idea.
I do.
I think these would look really good in that new man cottage.
I don't know.
I'm glad he decided to go on ahead and build that. Your poor husband needed his own space.
He does.
Well, I mean, you know, men need to have some time with just to be with other men and themselves, you know.
Huh.
I wish he'd have gotten Christopher to build that for me. Christopher's very good with his hands.
We got it covered.
He could have done it for y'all. But anyway,
it's okay.
How big's that place going to be?
I don't really know. He's kind of going back and forth on all of the decisions connected with the man cottage. Why do you ask?
Oh, well, you could probably fit a mother-in-law suite in there, and I could have mother...
Hell no. No.
Well, no. Or not. Well,
no.
We can... Maybe y'all think about it. But anyway, don't you worry your pretty little head about it. I'll give him a call later. I'll take care of that.
You don't need to call
him. Love you, Jolene. We'll see you next week.
You don't need to,
bye.
You don't need to call him. I do like the old Avon cologne bottles. That's going to do it for us this week. I am relenting. I think my nerves have calmed down enough where I'm going to let these guys do some fall activities. You guys have a great week. Be good to each other and meet us right back here. We'll see you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.